Our guest this afternoon is Dr. Dan Lawson, Associate Dean for Student Activities at Cal Poly. Well, Dan, since our subject this afternoon is co-curricular programs at Cal Poly, perhaps it would be interesting to our listeners to know what you mean by that term.
We do use that term, co-curricular activities at Poly, to indicate those that are planned in advance, often involve our various departments and faculty, campus facilities, and it's the hard core of the things we think are meaningful out on the activities front.
Well, this must be about the same, you use this term, let's say it that way, much the same as some colleges and universities use extracurricular terminology.
Yes, that's true, and I think most of the listeners would be thinking about extracurricular when we were talking about co-curricular. The extracurricular activities to us are those that are more impromptu and extemporaneous and just involve going out and having fun.
I see. I think I've recognized at least a rather strong relationship, however, between your co-curricular program and the curricular program of the college. In other words, you feel that there is a definite tie-in there.
Oh, yes, many examples of this. I think all of our 35 department clubs could be considered co-curricular because it's highly related to our instructional program, using the facilities, the objectives of the department are involved. It just means that our students are more active in departmental activities, I think, than at other places.
Well, among the things that I'm sure a lot of our listeners have noticed this past week, Dan, has been your Week of Welcome program. How does this tie in with your activities program at Cal Poly?
Well, the Week of Welcome program, which we call WOW Week on the campus, has been going this past week at full tilt. And just many, many things that have been taking place, and I'm sure the people in the community have seen a lot of green and yellow hats around.
Well, I even understand that there have been some beach parties and hootenannies and everything, as well as the activities designed to orient students to the college and college life.
Yeah, I suppose the thing that people will remember most are the ones that involve the most noise and activity, and we did take the group out Friday to Port San Luis, and the reason for that was the old students were registering and we wanted to loosen up the campus a little bit and give them a chance at the bookstore.
Well, Dan, I suppose a natural question to ask next would be something about the relationship between this activities program and your Associated Students Incorporated or your student government.
Yes, it's hard to say there's a difference, really. The beginning of an activity is with the policies and procedures set by student government, and I think I can honestly say that student government at Poly is a very meaningful and genuine experience. Our students are delegated a great deal of authority.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess beyond being involved with activities, though, your Associated Students Organization operates quite a business operation, too, as part of its function.
Yes, our gross budget this year was more than $250,000, which is budgeted by our Student Finance Committee, 12 students and 2 faculty advisors, and they really have, a very, very deep responsibility for the allocation of those funds.
And I would assume, in addition to that, they gain quite a bit of experience in handling their own affairs and in operating these facilities and these programs themselves.
Oh, I think so, Don. The Finance Committee really makes the decisions. They pass it on to the Student Council and approves the budget. And we have report systems and control systems within the students themselves that I think is an excellent experience for young people.
Dan, what percent of your students do you think get involved in your activities program? Now, we have this fall at Cal Poly about 8,300 students. About how many of those are going to come in contact with your activities program?
We haven't done a survey on that, Don, for a number of years, but the last survey we did indicated that all but 22% of them get rather involved. Mm-hmm. These 22% are primarily those who commute quite a little distance to the campus, those who are working 20, 30, 40 hours a week, those that have families and so forth, who have a real reason to spend their time and make their investment in some other way.
Well, Dan, this means then that roughly 6,000 of the students at Cal Poly this fall are going to be involved in your programs, your extracurricular or co-curricular programs to some extent. This seems like a large percentage. Do you think there are some definite reasons for this?
It's probably a combination, Don, of the resident nature of our student body and the general attitude of the college about the use of facilities and services of the college for this sort of thing.
Well, what you're really saying, Dan, is that because the students, there are more, a larger number of the students who actually live right on campus and live very near the campus, that there are more opportunities for them to take part. And then, in addition, the college is doing a better job of making its facilities available to these students.
I think that's true. And any visitor to our campus on a weekend will see lots of activity.
Well, Dan, I think this is a real good place for us to end our visit for this afternoon. Our halftime guest today has been Dr. Dan Lawson, Associate Dean for Student Activities at Cal Poly.